Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today's guest is Teresa Tapp, founder of the T-Tapp Method. As a muscle activation specialist, Teresa's lifelong journey to teach others how to help your body heal itself, repair, and rebuild has taken her all over the world, from corporate centers and science labs to international modeling agencies and everyday moms. Her passion to empower real people, especially women, achieve lasting results for better brain-body fitness and healthy hormones is what keeps her ageless and vibrant. Her workouts, called T-Tapp, do not use equipment, weights, or stretchy bands and are aerobic without impact. And they're intense, people. Her innovative method of using full fiber activation of multiple muscles and fascia with equal tension from origin to insertion, along with leverage isometrics during movement, improves strength, flexibility, healthy heart function, as well as neurokinetic and lymphatic flow. That's a lot to take in, people, but you'll learn more in this interview. Trust me. Her book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, details two workouts, plus contains a complimentary DVD. Her public broadcast TV documentary, called Healthy Hormones, Brain Body Fitness, has been airing over 3 years in 300 plus cities, and her new show, Vibrant for Life, launched in 2016. Teresa and I had a really outstanding conversation. I learned a lot. In fact, you'll see on the show, she actually goes into some mini demonstrations of some of her moves, and I'll be honest with you, I was impressed. I did it live while I was podcasting. So tune in, curious to hear what you think after the show, and let's hear it with Teresa Tapp. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and super excited. And I know I say I'm excited a lot, but today I'm really excited because we just had a pre-show chat, and I have Teresa Tapp with us today. And I think once you hear her talk, you might vote that she can out-energize me. And that's saying a lot. Right. So welcome to the show, Teresa. Happy to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Kelly. I'm so excited to be part of this. What a great group you've put together.
Thank you so much. We are super, like I said, super stoked to have you here. And I shared with everybody that's listening that Teresa and I were sitting and Skyping before this call and just getting to know one another a little bit more because she and I met through her publicist. And this woman has outrageous energy, and it's amazing. And I asked her if I could share her age on the show. You're going to get to see more about her on fitfluentialradio.com, where we have the transcript of this show, and we will have, spoiler alert, a little prize and some giveaways for you there to check out. But when you check her out, both on video, you'll be able to see this, there will be some links to all this, and just photos of her on the web. She looks extraordinary for her age, and I'm going to let her tell you her age and how she feels at this age.
Oh my, drum roll. Actually, in all truth, I tell everyone I'm ageless because chronologically, I might be 59 years young, but physiologically and mentally, I'm at least 15 years younger. And it really is true. You can be ageless and vibrant regardless your age.
That's awesome. And you, everybody you'll hear when you're listening to this, you know, don't, I challenge everybody when you're listening to any of these episodes on Fitfluential Radio, don't pigeonhole yourself and limit yourself by thinking, oh, well, this show's about running. And I'm not a runner. I don't want to listen. Or this show's about yoga. I'm not into yoga. You should listen to every one of these shows because I can tell you my life and my health has benefited from stop, when I stopped being skeptical, when I stopped limiting my choices, and I started looking into things that maybe I doubted before. So just because you're talking to Kelly Alexa, who's 47, feels great at 47, and Teresa, who's 59 and is amazing, this show and her workouts and her attitude and her philosophy and her products, they're for everybody. And you'll learn that. I think what's really unique and why I'm excited to talk to Teresa is her workouts are a completely different approach. And you, she mentioned it just a second ago. It addresses not only, and forgive me, Teresa, if I butcher the way I'm saying this, because you'll say it better than me, but it's addressing the physical side of the body as well as physiological. And she's also going to talk about skincare and how to look better and have your skin get tighter. So it's really a multifaceted approach to health and to fitness. And I guess that's almost me doing like a perfect drum roll segue into my first question. There's a lot of people, Teresa, that are listening that this is their first time hearing about you. And you are very well known. You've had a great long career that's just beginning and expanding. You'll talk about that a little bit later. But for those people that are just hearing about you and the TTAP method, what is that?
Well, it's not a one word answer because it's very comprehensive. And one phrase that will encompass it all is it is a brain body fitness program. Now, people are already thinking more about brain fitness as well as body fitness. But TTAP is very left brain, right brain, and simultaneously stimulates both sides of the brain as you're doing these comprehensive compound movements. And so you're working both brain and body and core at the same time. But when people want me to have it where it can be transcribed so they can look and review, because at first it sounds so comprehensive, but it is common sense at the same time. So here goes. TTAP is full fiber activation of multiple muscles and fascia along with leverage isometrics done in a special sequence to maximize neurokinetic connection and lymphatic flow. Okay, now that sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo on words, but multiple muscles, 5 to 7 muscles at the same time with full fiber activation means that I'm making sure that you're getting full fiber tension at both attachments of your muscle. Okay, from the origin to the insertion, creating that full fiber tug, okay, and then 5 to 7 at the same time is you're maximizing the muscle activation through the movement. Now, leverage isometrics is going to be done at the same time, you know, strategically throughout this. So to give you an idea of leverage isometrics, everyone knows isometrics just means to tighten. To tighten your muscles, squeeze. Well, if you do that, you increase inflammation, and TTAP decreases inflammation. That's why I've gotten a lot of medical people like Dr. Perricone endorsing the program, because of this sequence and this full fiber, you're maximizing lymphatic function, which decreases the inflammation. Okay, so back to leverage isometrics. Right now, everyone, as you're sitting, you can sit on the edge of your chair, and if you just think, squeeze your buttocks as tight as you can on a count of 3, 1, 2, 3, tighten your butt. Okay. That's where you're mentally saying tighten, isometrics. Now, leverage isometrics is on a count of 3. I want you to push your feet into the floor. 1, 2, 3, push your feet. Oh, now keep pushing. Feel how much more comprehensive. Not only did your buttocks tighten, but so did your quads, all the way your calves. Now hold that right there. And on the next count of 3, keep pushing. You're going to lift your toes. 1, 2, 3, lift the toes in your shoes. Oh my goodness, feel the calves. Feel the arch lift. You have increased mind to muscle nerve transmission all the way down. Relax. The leverage activation increases isometric at the same time that you're doing this full fiber with the way I position your body. Okay, it's done in a special sequence because, let's face it, all of us have muscle imbalance. So when you put something in a special sequence, you make the stronger muscles get a little bit more tired and the less flexible muscles get a little bit more workout. So you're gradually balancing muscle imbalance. That's part of the sequence. The other part of the sequence is how to systematically work the lymphatic system, because muscles have to move lymph. There's no other way to move lymph. That's why as we age, we tend to get sluggish in our lymph because it all settles into our fingers and feet. But with the TTAP workout, you're using full fiber, which means you're getting a squeegee effect, because all muscle movement moves lymph. People are told, get on the trampoline, jump around a little bit, get out and walk so that you're getting full extension, full contraction of your muscles. But in TTAP, you're going through this particular stance where I'll talk about in a little bit, but this stance creates that full fiber. And then during the movement, you maintain these positions of what you're doing with your knees and your little toe and your pinky finger, your thumbs, all of this creates this flow of fiber and then done in this special sequence. And when I say neurokinetic connection, okay, the leverage activation, to explain this, neurokinetic, that means mind-to-muscle nerve transmission. And as you age, you tend to atrophy at your fingers to feet. You start to lose it. You maintain brain through the core a bit, but you start to lose it as it goes to the fingers and feet. So by increasing that mind to muscle, like I just did, pushing the feet into the floor. Okay, so let's just get, so you can feel the difference. 1, 2, 3, press feet, everybody. Press it. Okay, glutes are activated, thighs are activated. 1, 2, 3, lift your toes. Jazz the toes. Spread them like you have yoga toes on. You can feel your arch lift. Now, from here, put your pinkies on your thighs and thumbs are straight up. On the next count of three, I want you to push your pinky, those jazz toes. Okay, 1, 2, 3, press pinkies against your thigh. Feel your ribs lift. Now every muscle leveragely activates in your back. But now on a count of three, keep pressing the pinky. I want you to stretch your thumb apart. It's like stretch it as far as you can. 1, 2, 3, stretch thumb. Feel the lats. Okay, that's all creating greater mind to muscle nerve transmission, release. So certain things you do with your fingers and thumbs and toes will increase the nerve transmission, that neurokinetic, from brain to kinetic muscle transmission. And the greater nerve transmission you get, the greater metabolism, the greater ability for your body to burn sugar, to burn fat, and to also tighten and tone. So let me just say it one more time. It's full fiber activation of multiple muscles and fascia, because fascia is the buzzword this day. And fascia is all encased, but that's that stretching and elongating, and I talk about it in my More Than a Workout seminar, even greater detail. But along with leverage isometrics done in a special sequence to maximize that neurokinetic connection and lymphatic flow, this is a workout that works for all ages and all fitness levels, and it enables everyone, once you know how to use it, how to maximize muscle activation in every move you make, anytime, anywhere, or your other favorite workout program. That's why I don't compete. I'm here to educate everyone how to use the TTAP method in every move you do. Even if you're sitting up, sitting down, or standing in the line, you can fit in fitness with TTAP.
This is, okay, so first of all, I did want to let you know, I'm standing while I'm recording our podcast.
Oh, okay.
But I did the move, and when you first said it, I'm not going to lie to you, Teresa. I was kind of like rolling my eyes like, oh God, this is going to be silly. And I did it, and that was intense. Like especially the progression. At first, that was going to be my questions to you was, you said, oh, you know, my method is a specific progression in the order. It has to be in a certain order. But the way that you did that, starting with the glutes and all the way down and then the heels and the toes, I felt the intensity grow, and I was kind of just doing like a mid stand half squat. I probably look really silly, but I really felt it. So number one, I wanted to tell you, I was kind of doubting that it would do anything for me, but even just that, you know, here I'm standing and I get it. Like I have, and for those of you listening, full disclosure, I have never done her workouts. I have seen them. I have seen a lot of people that rave about them. In fact, my PR agent is doing it and loves it and has lost a ton of weight. People rave about it, but I'm being very honest. That's the first time I've tried it, and I'm very impressed, and I would never, ever misrepresent and say something that wasn't true. That was intense.
Well, thank you. Well, see, you. Let's give credit to people. You are an exercise-educated person, and so mm-hmm. you already have good brain-to-body, mind-to-muscle awareness, like kinetic awareness of sense of self. So you do have good wiring, and that's what's so interesting about this workout, the TTAP workout. Why I got published by Random House and ended up in that bid war was because it was so different of how this same 15-minute workout called Basic Plus, how this same 15 minutes would be effective for somebody who's never worked out in their life, yet challenge someone like you who's mm-hmm. like very fit. And as the stronger you get, the more you get out of it, it becomes more challenging. So you never do more than one set of 8 repetitions. And that's like, well, how can that be? No weights, no jumping, one set of 8 reps. How can it be aerobic and build strength and flexibility at the same time? And how can it challenge me when my grandma can do it? And somebody who just finished a heart attack or finished rehab and they're doing the same workout as me. It comes to wiring. So it makes sense. If you already have good wiring, brain to body, mind to muscle, like you did, now I'm going to assist you with better body alignment. Okay, so for instance, like people with problematic knees, because TTAT's very rehabilitative. So they might have been doing like CrossFit. I've had some people recently CrossFit. Now they're starting to get a little inflammation in their knees because they're in their 40s and CrossFit, and they just went at it like what we sometimes do, 150% instead of walking before you run. And so then they come to me like, oh, my knees, you know, now I'm really having, I go, no, you just got to get it more balanced. And so with the T-tap stance, okay, so I'll go right now. Here's the primary principle, everybody, of the T-tap stance. Body alignment and posture are very good primary principles. So everything is with toes forward because most people stand and walk with their toes turned out. With T-tap, you really have to focus to keep toes forward so that you balance the muscles equally from your ankle to your knee and your knee to your hip because there's lots of imbalance in people's ankles. Okay, You want to have it to where there's a four-finger stance between your big toes. So between your big toes, you lean down and you go four-finger stance. You go, oh my gosh, that's pretty close. Because the body will always try to go for path of least resistance. And so when I'm going through these workouts, there's no music because there's so much to think about. Keep your tailbone tucked, keep your knees out, keep your ribs up, all these things, because I'm helping you get there. Even if you have your good wiring to begin with, it's different. Huh? But then you'll feel it and you'll get it. Okay, so all of us have our four-finger stance, toes are forward. Bend knees. Most people straighten their knees all day. When you straighten the knee, it relaxes the attachments at the knee but maintains at the hip, which adds to knee imbalance. So keep your knees bent. Okay, now comes the tailbone tuck. I want you to think to tuck your tailbone under, and a lot of times I tell people put your hand on your belly, put your hand on the back with thumb away, and kind of push your back and push your belly at the time so that you press and curl tailbone under, like belly button spine. Then tighten your glutes there, press your hand in your back to get the ribs up really high. Okay, so now your toes are forward, your knees are bent, your tailbone's tucked, and your ribs are up. Now, here's where thumbs are forward, hands are just hanging by the side. Here's where you feel what weight distribution is. Shift into your heels. Shift into your heels. Whoop, you're going to feel your belly button start to activate back to the spine. That activates core. So throughout the day, while you're standing in line, if you just think weight in the heels, okay, now, once the weight's in the heels, problematic knees, I always say weight in the heels, now you're going to push, shift your knees out towards your little toes, and you're going to feel your arch lift. Now, when you feel that arch lift, you also felt a little bit more at your hip joint, and you'll feel a little bit more at the ankle. Because when the knees go out with the tailbone tucked, you just created full fiber of every muscle that attaches from your ankle to your knee, as well as your knee to your hip, and you keep that tailbone tucked, so you keep the core activated. Now, use your pinkies on your thigh to press those ribs up, feel those lats, tighten the lats, thumbs are forward as you hang down. Now keep that there. Now you're going to feel how to activate more at the shoulders because people are really pronated these days at shoulders. Thumbs away. Jazz your hands. Increase that mind to muscle nerve. Now jazz your hands. Turn the thumbs out. Turn the thumbs out till your palms are forward, stretching. Now jazz the toes. Now every single muscle, you're getting mind to muscle nerve transmission from head to toe. That's the T-tap stance, and that's what's done throughout the entire workout, even while you move. Relax. Big inhale and exhale and did you feel the difference then?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, I'm a little embarrassed because I'm kind of getting like a medium sweat on and I'm not.
Isn't that crazy? But that's how sweating is an indication of fat burning. You raised your internal heat because you just raised your nerve transmission. That's your physics. That's your wiring from your brain to your body, how to have an efficient metabolism.
And you know what I thought of? Two things. I thought about this for folks that, like me, if you're, and we're going to have a lot of series on Fitfluential Radio around corporate wellness. And by corporate wellness, what I mean is, you know, hey, I've been in the corporate environment before founding Fitfluential for the better part of 16, 17 years. And I'm very passionate about helping the folks that are in that environment that think that, number one, they can't eat well because they work all the time or they travel, they're a road warrior, they can't fit in fitness. And you and I just talked about stuff that requires no equipment, no gym. And you all, everybody that's listening, you know, I challenge you, male or female, just, you know, if you're listening to this in the car, that's fine. You know, obviously you can maybe test out maybe the butt squeezes in the car. Let's not get in any accidents. I don't need people calling me, you know, saying I'm on the side of the road because I'm T-tapping in my car. And don't tell the officer if you get pulled over that you accelerated, that you were T-tapping and it's Kelly Alexa's fault or Teresa. But I challenge you to go home and just try what what I just did, because I think you'll look at that and go, okay, you know, this is stuff that if I'm at the office and it's late and I'm on a conference call, why not, you know, these are the types of things we want to, I don't want to say coach people on, but educate, like, hey, you can fit in some movement, and it doesn't have to be, you know, this, you mentioned about CrossFit. It doesn't have to be 150% going to a CrossFit gym or going to the gym. I used to think a workout wasn't a workout if it wasn't 90 minutes, right? That's not the case at all. In fact, you know, this is actually a perfect segue, because my next question for you is, a lot of what you talk about is that less is more. And that's something my co-host, Kevin Cottrell, who's also my health coach, is working with me on. I am the girl that if you look up overtraining in the dictionary, there's a picture of Kelly Alexa passed out on the floor going, no, I just want to do another hour. So, you know, number one, you really, I'm impressed. I'm floored by how cool and intense that was. And I'm thinking this is great for people that travel a lot to be able to, you know, you're stuck between flights, you're stuck in hotels, but also at the office. And then back to your question, or back to your statement, less is more. Tell us how you, I mean, that's pretty much the basis of your method, is that less is more. Would you agree?
Yes. One of the, when I retired from the fashion industry in 1992, I was in Hamburg at least 17 weeks out of the year, because that's where the catalogs are all booked. I worked for an agency called Eileen Green. And so I booked, Claudia Schiffer was one of my girls. So I booked a lot of models. And while I was over there, because of Germany being so high-end on exercise science, I was in my 20s, and I worked with the Bundesliga, which is like their professional athletic soccer league and Olympian. And because I had all of the supermodels, like they were all my girls, Linda Evangelista, Christy Turlington, all of them, is they would come hang out at the gym. And because, you know, these researchers were men, I was able to get in with some really high-end exercise scientists back in the day. So they were very interested in my full fiber activation and the TTAP method of keeping knees bent, tailbone tucked, and ribs up during movement. But then they educated me about positioning of the shoulders to the hip to the level of VO2 output. I mean, TTAP has a lot of science woven in it. It's just that everybody wants to look good in their jeans and be fit, firm, and lose inches quick, okay? Because in the fashion industry, they didn't care what anybody weighed. It was just what your inches were and how the clothes fit was how you got the job. But while I was there, inflammation, I learned a lot about an inflammation in 1985. In America, they weren't really talking about inflammation. But the Germans all won all of the relay races back then, except for Mark Spitz in America. But all of the other was the Europeans were beating the Americans back in those days. And I really believe it's because of inflammation. Because when you overexert your body without incorporating the lymphatic system at the same time for elimination of inflammation, then you're counterproductive. You know, it's kind of like two steps forward, three steps back. So yes, you burn X number more calories, but the inflammation now in your heart and the amount of VO2 output is all compromised into the level of fat burning to what you actually accomplished. I mean, it's just not that difficult. It kind of makes more common sense. Okay, so as I learned from them, let me give you an example about what I learned, and it's woven within TTAP. In America, everyone was teaching everybody, if you want to crank up the heart rate to burn more calories, X amount of calories per hour. I never approach X amount of calories per hour. I'm more about biomechanics as well as biochemistry. So TTAP's very how the body is always in a homeostasis trying to create balance. So I'm always about how much you're using full fiber and lymphatic flow and mind to muscle and balancing imbalance like hormones. Okay, but traditional exercise just kind of goes, how many calories and how many fat are we burning and how much glucose in X amount of time? So they turn, when anybody is like doing aerobic, is that they'll like treadmill, is they'll say, put it up at an incline, right? Crank it up at an incline. The bigger the incline, the harder you have to run in that. Okay, so what I learned while I was in Germany with all of these big shots was that as soon as your shoulders come 1 inch in front of your hips, your heart rate drops 5 to 7 beats immediately. Okay, so as soon as your shoulders are aligned with your hips or slightly back, your heart rate increases 5 to 7 beats. So even though you're leaning forward, you're compromising the efficiency and effectiveness of the way your heart pumps that blood to go out and to fuel the muscles and be able to burn the sugar and to burn the fat, and it's increasing inflammation. Okay, so the thing is TTAP, everyone always wondered, how is it your workout is so aerobic, but you're not jumping around? And so when I retired in 92 and came back, I went to aerobic, the Cooper Aerobic Institute. It's in Texas. And so I got all wired and, you know, all the tubes and the oxygen. And I had done it in Germany, but I needed to do it with people here in America. And they found out that instead of traditionally it takes about 20 minutes for the body to get into fat burning. This is just a generalization. They found that with TTAP, the few people that they tested, everyone was getting into fat burning within 7 to 10 minutes, half the time. Glucose was being expensed very quickly. Well, now you're an educated exerciser, and those listening, it makes common sense. If you activate more your wiring, more muscles, more neural kinetic connection is going to every muscle to your fingertips and toes. Well, initially, muscles use glucose for fuel, right? Okay, so in that test, the other part is that most of the time it's like the less in shape you are, you know, the faster your body gets to fat burning. But the more in shape you are, the faster your body gets into fat burning because you're an efficient machine, but it's harder to maintain target heart rate. But with the TTAP total workout, the 45-minute workout is the one they tested, the target heart rate was maintained 75 to 80% of the time, with the same 8 repetitions, one set of 8 reps on these moves. And so it comes back to those Germans. What they told me is that in TTAP, I'm making you keep your knees bent, your tailbone tucked, your ribs up. What does that mean? You're walking downhill. Because when you walk downhill, you lean back. And so while they were training people to go downhill, there's hills in Germany. There's not too many hills in Florida where I'm at. Is that when you keep your ribs up and your shoulders back with a tucked tailbone, you just are now totally supporting your heart rate to be at premium heartbeat because you're giving the posture power of what it is running or leaning back. So instead of leaning forward, like you see people on a Stairmaster, they lean over or they're on the treadmill. It's amazing what posture alone will do in the efficiency of while you're walking outdoors. That's why I have walking workouts. They're called Step Away the Inches. And I have a new one called Posture Power Walk. And it teaches you how to incorporate the TTAP method while you're walking. So in addition to being a stepping in place, walking workout indoors when it's raining, you learn how to do it while you're on a treadmill or while you're walking outdoors or while you're walking and shopping or while you even do another walking workout that you like. But all it is understanding how your body works as a machine. And so I'm grateful that I was over there in Hamburg, kind of famous at the biggest agency there with all these supermodels, because I got to go in and ask lots of questions where they were willing to share with this young American in her 20s with all these ideas. And so that's why it's so less is more, because you're activated more. And I have brain body fitness workouts, my newest ones, like First Step, I only do 4 repetitions, 4 reps. 4 reps is like doing 8 reps of the other TTAP workout. See? So less can become more when you're activated, more muscles, full fiber from the inside out. Make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And you brought up so many things there that I'm like scribbling and like highlighting going, oh, I've got to remember that she said this and this. But you brought up a lot of topics, you know, inflammation. That's something that a lot of people hear and they don't necessarily understand. And I don't mean that you and I are going to get into it on this show. But I love that that's something you're calling attention to, because inflammation, interestingly enough, I just moved from Chicago all the way down here to Austin. And I've encountered, I would say, the most amount of stress in my life this year, and in particular, the past 2 or 3 months with, you know, I decided to downsize, I decided to sell 80 to 90% of my stuff and move, and it was a lot of transition and stress, and the amount of inflammation that I had, just kind of my body feeling swollen, and my health coach, he noticed, he's like, you know, you have a lot of inflammation. It's a lot of stress that's going on. All of these things, they affect, everything is intertwined. And I'm glad you brought that up, because so many people look at fitness or, you know, I want to lose weight or I want to get healthy. And they think it's just this thing that they can segment. And it's, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do 20 minutes on the treadmill. Like you said, I'm going to hang over the treadmill and I'm going to read my iPad while I'm doing it. So I'm barely going, but I'm going to, you know, check the box and I've done my fitness. And then I walk away and that's it. Like fitness is in this, it's on a checklist, right? It's not what I do the rest of my life. That's what a lot lot of people think of when they think about getting healthier, or that, you know, the doctor told me I need to lose weight, I'm almost diabetic. Everything is connected. Your sleep is connected. Your stress is connected. Your stress causes inflammation. Other factors cause inflammation. So it's really, I'm glad you brought it up, because these are topics that everybody should be. And Teresa, I would love you to tune in and tell us what you think when we have some of these folks on talking about, you also mentioned hormones, but hormones, inflammation, how all of these things affect your body. And that's why, in my opinion, again, I'm new to your workouts, it's all the more important why your approach is different, because you're not just telling people, hey, I've got this, you know, fast transformation. Check out my book, check out my protein powder. This is amazing. You've actually thought this out and researched it. And there's more to it than just meets the eye.
Oh, so definitely. Well, originally I created this workout when I was in university, because my mom died when I was 6 years old. She was only 29 and she died from cancer. So I had this passion. I was going to, you know, what you do when you're young. I was going to cure the world of cancer. And initially I started off in pre-med and discovered I didn't have enough money to get through, and dad didn't make enough money to pay. So I ended up going into kinesiology and more the education route in exercise science. So I initially created this workout for cancer patients. So while they went through the necessary chemo or radiation, that I wanted to boost the body's elimination system. That's why it's so centered on the lymphatic system. And back then it wasn't even called the lymphatic system. It was called the circulatory system. But elimination is a key component. Everybody talks about detoxing. Well, TTAP's like this natural detox workout. And you can tell those when they're brand new to TTAP is that their sweat will stink in the first part. Like, it really gets rid of some residual down in those lymph nodes. Okay, so at any rate, because they needed necessary chemicals that are very powerful, but to lessen the damage, it needed to be eliminated. And then all of a sudden, all of these cancer patients were like focusing how almost all of them would lose an inch off the waist or the hips in 1 week. Well, when you're losing your hair and you feel like sick and you go, well, whoa, my waist or my hips is what, it gives you something positive. Okay, so that's when I knew that I was onto something about muscle activation, because initially it was all about lymphatics and taking away pain in the back, because I'm fused in my L4 and 5 from a back injury. It's in my book, Fit and Fabulous, in 15 minutes. You can actually see the picture of my back where it's fused. So I understand pain. So I wanted to help people eliminate and decrease pain. Well, then because of this inch loss thing and the fact that I understand and look at people like bones and muscles, the fashion industry, Eileen Ford, came recruiting me to go into the fashion industry. And my professor, Dr. Richardson, said, Teresa, you should go to Europe. Because in Europe, they're doing stuff, and don't finish your, you know, your master's degree. And because what you're doing is like so different. He goes, get over there and get some life experience, because they're excelling in exercise science over in Germany. And Germany is the kingpin for all catalog house. So I just didn't know I was going to do that for 18 years, because I'm all about science and helping people decrease inflammation and increase energy. And I'm just such a nerd when it comes to the power of our body as a machine, because it's never too late. It can repair and rebuild regardless of your age. And so at any rate, that's how all of this body sculpting thing came all about. And who knew we were going to get internet these years later. And as what I was doing and going along, I never cared about being a celebrity fitness person. That's why I just gave that baton to everybody else. When I retired in 92, I totally focused on rehab. Okay. And, but as I've been doing all of this, the whole workout, every exercise in my workouts have a rehabilitative purpose with a, oh, by the way, you'll also lose here, tighten there, and cinch in inches there. And I make everything as an inch loss focus, because in modeling, nobody cares what the models weigh, like I said. It's all, and who even cares what size you are, people? It's really about what you have, fit firm and not jiggle. So as long as you're fit firm and you're functioning well, who cares what size? I tell you what, I've seen some awesome looking size 14s compared to a saggy baggy 4. You know what I mean? Yep. People come in all shapes and sizes. So less is more. In what I've worked in the corporate world, I have as well, where I've been brought in because of rehab, ergonomics, stuff like that. Just the power of understanding how to activate more muscles and create better posture alone will increase your metabolism. You just mentioned stress. Okay, stress is like amazing. So the biggest and easiest, fastest way to drop your blood pressure and decrease stress is to hunch. So here's a tip, everybody, to fit in fitness. If you're sitting at the end of your chair, standing, wherever you're at, if you feel a lot of trap, because trap dominance over your lats, really tense traps from tension and stress, is you need to keep your palms facing inward, everyone. Relax the hands. Now just hunch your shoulders up as high as you can to your ears. That's reverse trigger activation. Now keep hunching, keep reaching up, everyone. While you're there, you got to add some lymphatics. So inhale really big. Feel those ribs expand as big as you can. Now keep it there and then relax the shoulders and think ribs out on a count of three. Still hunching. Inhale again. Now one, two, three. Relax the shoulders. Whew, ribs up. Now don't pull the shoulders down. That creates trap. You just want to relax them down, but think lift the ribs up. Okay, one more time. Hunch up as big as you can. Ribs up, relax. Doing that two, three times will immediately pump the lymph, decrease the blood pressure. It's so effective. And then after it, you make jazz hands. Let's get now the ability to work out that tension in the shoulders. Palms are forward. Everybody got your palm part? Jazz your hands. Separate your fingers as wide as you can. Think stretch the pinky to thumb. Now hunch up with the palms forward. Feel the difference. And I want you to do shoulder roll back. Shoulder roll up and back. Do it again. Keep elbows straight. Up and back. Keep those elbows straight. Keep stretching hands. One more time. That was number three. Last time. And relax with the palms facing inward. Do you feel a difference in your shoulders and your stress?
Absolutely. And every time you say something, Teresa, I'm going, okay, I'm just going to ditch my notes here because you say something else that I want to piggyback off of. But you mentioned in everything you just said, in that, I'm going to not say a sentence, but the jumble or the paragraph that you just discussed with us, you mentioned that you're a nerd about data and about the optimization possibilities. I can't talk today. Potential with the human body. You also talked about stress reduction and the importance of posture. And it's funny, one of the things, you know, this probably started with me after I began really incorporating a yoga practice, the notice of how poorly I stood on a regular basis and how much better I feel when I'm constantly, in fact, it bothers me when I'm not standing straight. So I'm constantly, you know, doing my own version of what you just suggested, which is, hey, I'm not standing straight. You know, let me put my shoulders back and you feel so much better. But I see poor posture.
Oh, yeah.
And you know where I see it all the time. And I see it on, you know, women that are tall and I can tell that they're hunching over. And sometimes women, you know, if they have, a significant sizable front area, if you will, if they've got a lot of girls, mm-hmm. they're trying to hunch over thinking that that's going to hide it. And then I see a lot of young kids with horrible posture.
All cell phones, texting. Oh.
Oh, it's awful. And that too is a whole other thing we're going to be talking about is, you know, the technology, why it can be so bad for our health, things to be aware of. That's definitely one of them. But, you know, everybody on the show that's listening, I encourage you to try two of these exercises because I think, you know, if there's even one takeaway, the posture thing is something regardless of where you're at. If you start doing that every day, focusing on your posture and your breathing, you know, breathing and posture, that's an amazing foundation to build. And then, of course, I loved what you did earlier. The exercise was amazing. And then back to what you said a second ago about you love, you know, crunching the data and being your own scientist. That's something that I never used to do in the past, but that's a lot about what we'll be covering on the show and having experts like yourself. And we've got, you know, folks in the medical field and some of the most respected biohackers, a word I never thought I would become familiar with. But you know what? I mean, if you could see what goes on in this house, you know, every single day, the stuff that we're doing as far as, well, let's tweak this. And right now I'm currently having sardines for breakfast because it's part of, you know, a leptin reset that we learned about from Dr. Jack Cruz, who's going to be on the show a little bit later. But all of this stuff is interrelated. And I commend you, Teresa. I had no idea until we talked today, you know, how deeply you had spent time researching and developing your method and how much goes into it. So, you know, I encourage everybody to look into this, try out some of these really simple things that you can do in the airport. You can do, you know, if you're at a conference and you're in between meetings, test it out. I think you're going to surprise yourself how you can squeeze in little things and nobody even has to know, you know? So do that. And let me do this. We're running out of time. So I want to make sure I cover one of my last questions because it's actually a perfect segue, something you said there. But we talked about at the beginning of the show, the fact that you're 59 and you are just so vivacious, you're beautiful, you're full of energy, you have an outstanding figure. No, you know, most people I think would look at you and think that you were at least 15, 20 years younger than you are. I'm sure you get that regularly. And I think a lot of, you know, what I hear and what we observe in the Fitfluential community is there's this myth out there. And I think it's scarily, if that's a word, starts as early as your 20s that, you know, you've heard people say, oh, it's all downhill after 30. I had somebody, and it really is. I've had somebody in my family tell me, oh, Kelly, stop worrying about it. After 30, your body just goes to hell. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. And I have obviously a lot more knowledge now, but at age 47, I'm looking forward to being in my 50s, to being in my 60s. I'm not going, oh God, I've got, you know, X amount of only 2 good years left. That's just not the case anymore. And I know you would agree. So my question to you is, with people that are in that phase where they think, oh, I'm in my 40s, I've never worked out, you know, it's too late for me, or, oh, my metabolism is shot, I can't do it. What would you say to the people that have really never pursued health or a healthier lifestyle or fitness? How would you encourage them to rethink that and get started? And what would you encourage them to get started with? Something simple that's accessible for everybody.
Totally. Okay, we have a first step digital program, and we have Senior Fit program and any of the walking workouts. But the 15-minute workout works for everyone. I'm on a TV show on a regular basis. They call it T-Tap Tuesday. It's on CBS. And because I'm on in a regular basis, they just did a two-week challenge with their viewership. And I love how this lady, 70 years old, and I wouldn't call her heavy. She probably was a size 10, 12, and probably about 5'9", 5'8". So she went, but she was lumpy and her posture was kind of not so good. So they took pictures, and then 2 weeks later, and all they could do was the 15-minute workout. They wanted to prove that the TV station wanted to see, give it a T-Tap challenge. And her name is Carolyn Gump. And in 1 week, okay, because she was celebrating her 70th birthday. So she did 1 week, but she did a workout every single day, barefoot basics and barefoot. So that's a 15-minute workout. And the barefoot one is 20 minutes. She lost a whole clothing size, improved her posture, and I've got the before and after pictures to show it. But let me tell you about Barry. Barry started at age 73. She's in, if you decide to buy the T-Tap 15-minute workout or the total workout or first step, Barry's my redhead, okay? And she has been T-tapping since age 73. When she started, she was your typical senior on several medications, blood pressure, cholesterol, osteoporosis. She'd been on Fosamax for 25 years. Well, let me tell you what. She's still T-tapping, except now she's 89 years young. And we did a DEXA scan from age 85 to 87. And all she did was first step and Senior Fit. And get this, everyone. She increased her bone density in her lower spine 18.5%. They took her off the drug. She's now completely medication-free, no blood pressure medication, no cholesterol medication, and even no more osteoporosis medication. If that's not proof that it's never too late, and she looks better now at 89 than she did at 80 when she had a health setback. Yep, she had knee surgery, torn her meniscus, rehabbed it with T-Tap. Then she had a heart attack due to an iron reaction, and they said her veins were like a person in her 50s. They could not believe it. And so she is a walking testimonial that don't use age to sit down and let your body rust out. Like you put your premium sports car out on the freeway, as my daddy used to say, you got to run it to keep it running. Well, with T-Tap, you got to keep moving your body with any type. If nothing else, if I could just motivate everybody to get out and walk, but walk with your ribs up, your tailbone tucked enough till you feel the tummy activate. So activate that inside while you're walking and pumping the lymph, and stand tall. You look better, you immediately look slimmer, but you give your body more ability to pump the heart, more lung capacity for the air to get in and oxygen, and more room for things in your digestional air and intestines to eliminate. Posture alone, but when you add the T-Tap method along with it, I mean, I understand how sometimes things sound too good to be true. That's why I offer lots of freebies, like try before you buy. That's why I'm offering everybody who's listening the opportunity to even get more information for free. It's because I am an educator, and I like to educate, motivate, and elevate. And I'm always saying, yes, you can. And I sincerely mean it. And when you tell yourself, yes, you can, and because I know I say it just about the time you're ready to quit due to muscle fatigue, is a little brain chemical goes off and goes, because I can. Because as soon as you tell yourself, yes, you can, as soon as you look in the mirror and you smile, you change biochemicals in the brain where your energy will alter, where you will get more positive, where you will get more motivation, like, I can do this. Because I know, I can at least speak with the workout and the sequence and the stuff that I taught, that I know everyone can. It's never too late. You don't have to do an hour long. If you just do 3 to 5 minutes a day, if you would just do hoedowns, this little 3-minute move I created, they can drop blood sugar 85 points within 5 minutes. That's incredible. That helps people not have gestational diabetes during pregnancy. It helps people if they just do it. It's been written up in so many books. Dr. Carolyn Dean, a naturopath and a regular doctor, she put it in both her Healthy Hormone book, and she also put hoedowns in her for digestional problems to promote digestion and elimination. Hoedowns for left, right brain. Hoedowns. It's this one move that can make a big difference. It was even in Prevention Magazine back in the late 90s. I mean, I've been around for a while. I'm so excited to be part of your team and what you're bringing forth, because you're educating. That's what's so exciting about Flip Fluential, is that your site has been so informational. I'm excited to be part of this group where you're taking it up even to the next level, so we can hear from all of these. Because as a teacher, we're forever students. I'm sure your other experts feel the same way. Because as teachers, we're always wanting to learn. We have greater need to know. And then we're women. When I have something that I know is really good, I want to share and I want to help everybody, because I know I can help everybody look, feel, and function better. And when you look better, you feel better. And when you feel better, your energy, you can hear it in me. It's my passion and it's my purpose to really help everyone understand how to help your body help itself. It's a machine that needs movement. Yes, nutrition. Talk to the nutrition experts. I'm a master of movement. I know what the power of movement, not just exercise, how to maximize muscle activation, fascia activation, lymphatic function, and keep that metabolism healthy and functioning regardless of your age. We're just beginning, Kelly. Come on. 47, 59. I think we're looking pretty darn good. And I know I can stay ageless and vibrant. And anybody else who wants to learn how to be ageless and vibrant, I'm here to help them as well. Because if they decide to get a TTAP workout, they get unlimited 1-800 free phone the rest of their life. I don't know many places where I've got a staff that you can call or email at any time to tweak it, whether it's for the cruise, the wedding, post-baby, pre-baby, shaping up, oh, I now broke my leg skiing, now I did this rehab, because we're here to help. Because if people want to move or want to learn, that's what motivates a teacher. It sets off light bulbs. That is the most exciting thing for me, when I know that I've helped someone look and feel better, because it's a gift. I know with gifts come responsibility, that I've been given this ability of level of understanding. And now I've been around enough. Not only do I look good for my age, but I've seen all of the ones who followed along the way. TTAPers, on average, look at least 10 years younger and weigh at least 10 pounds more than they look, because they have muscles with density instead of bulk. But we get to eat what we want.
Well, and we certainly love to eat in the Fitfluential community. And it's, in fact, it's funny, when I first founded the company, we had, you know, I mean, you're always going to have haters when you become in any way popular or known. And we had people that would, you know, make fun of us and say that we were just a bunch of, you know, extreme dieters. And I'm thinking, if you just take one look around at the amount of like cheeseburger and pizza photos on Instagram that are tagged with Fitfluential, and the amazing recipes our people make, we like to eat. But, you know, I mean, that's also part of life and balance, is it's eating healthy, looking at the big picture. I love what you said about, hey, everybody that's listening, if there's one thing you can do, get out and walk. I mean, I take, and that's for, that doesn't matter where you are. I would say that too. That's a great way for us to wrap up the show is, you know, no matter where you are, if you've been injured, if you're just starting back, if you are somebody who is, I don't want to say advanced necessarily, but someone like me who has a lot of fitness experience, guess what? I went for a walk this morning. Just going out for a walk and getting fresh air can start changing your life. And don't underestimate how simple extra steps that you would start incorporating into your life can make a big impact, because you start with one thing, I guarantee you
yes.
It's going to bleed to other areas. If you say, oh, well, I have five Cokes every day at lunch with my colleagues, cut it down to four. And guess what? You're going to be so proud of yourself by day three, you will cut it down to three, and then you'll cut it down to two. You'll be doing things and it steamrolls faster than you can imagine. So I love that that was your recommendation. Obviously, Teresa, again, it's been a super honor having you on the show. You're just a ball of energy. I now know what people mean when they say to me, you know, when clients talk to me on the phone and they say, I can just feel your passion on the phone. And now I can feel your passion on the phone, your excitement and how much you want to help people and how excited and proud you are of your product and your method. And you should be. It's commendable. And I'm excited to try more of it myself. For everybody listening, you know, again, just think about all the things Teresa said today. Think about the big picture. Think about starting something tomorrow. Think about starting walking. Think about your posture. Check out all the links that we're going to have for Teresa and her products. And remember, we're going to have a giveaway on fitfluentialradio.com. So tune in over there. I'll be sharing my feedback as I test out some of this stuff, because after doing that butt clench, and I'm still doing it, I'm kind of like, okay, I should be doing this every podcast. I'll be T-tapping. And that's a visual you all can think of, as well as me doing the hoedown move, which I have yet to see, but I can see that going viral on Instagram. So we might have to discuss a little contest there. But thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to having you back, and have a great rest of the week. And everybody, have a great rest of the week. You start doing something different today.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.